Amen. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 6 today. Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 20. It is our main scripture for Vacation Bible School. I'll explain a little bit about that. All right, let's pray. I know that we just prayed, but let's pray one more time. What do you think? Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much. We appreciate the opportunity to live in America. I know I say that a lot, but I just truly am thankful. Lord, we pray for our country, our leaders from the top to the bottom. Lord, we thank you for everything that's going on with Vacation Bible School. We know that you are in charge. You are leading us. You said the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by God. And we know, Lord, that you're leading us, and it's all going to come together at the end, and we'll be able to love on these kids and minister to them and share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, as always, Lord, we thank you for our military and our missionaries going around the world doing what they do. Lord, we pray for options now, and we thank you, Lord, for the gifts that's come in so far. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you notice a little box out here as you walk in on the left. It's the options now, gifts for the little newborns. So maybe we'll leave it up there until next Sunday. So if you can remember, go get something for what you think a newborn would really need. And we're going to... Marianne's going to give us Marianne here today? Nursery? Okay. So she's going to get that to the newborns. All right, let's get going because this is going to be a little long this morning. So hang on, buckle your seatbelts. Amen? I'm going to do something a little bit different today, and I'll explain that. All right, so Matthew 6, 19 and 20. 19 and 20 says, "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal." And this is our main Bible verse for Vacation Bible School. So let me tell you a quick story. There was this man. He was a middle-aged man, kind of selfish, and he started saving his cash in a shoebox in his closet. He'd put 20 bucks, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, 50 bucks here and there. And he told his wife, he said, "Look, when I retire, this is going to be my money to go fishing and hunting." And she said, "What about me?" He said, "Well, you're going to have to save your own shoebox." She was like, okay. And then he did. He saved and saved and saved until the day he retired. He retired. He had a pretty good little shoebox full of cash. And about a week later, he passed away. Passed away. And he promised his wife... I mean, he'd ask his wife, and she promised him that she would put that money in his casket in case maybe he thought it might be some kind of crazy afterlife. He could still go fishing and hunting. And so she... I know this is not theology, but it's a joke. And so she promised him that she would. So they was having a funeral, and he was there, and she goes up, and she tells her best friend about this, and the best friend's trying to talk her out of it. And so she goes to the casket, says her goodbyes, and reaches in the casket and puts something in his hand. And then she goes and sits back down. Her friend says, "You didn't give him that money, did you?" She said, "Yeah, I did. I took all his cash and went to the bank and deposited it, and I wrote him a check." Come on, that's my best one, though. Okay, so some of you probably heard that before, but it's a funny joke to me. So there's definitely... we're not going to take anything with us for sure. And during Vacation Bible School, that's what we're going to talk about, is storing up treasures in heaven. Now, I have 3 points this morning. So if you're taking notes, here are the 3 points. I know there's a lot of ways, I'm sure, to store up treasures in heaven. But there's 3 that I want to highlight this morning. Number 1, pray for people. Number 2, be kind to people. And number 3, tell other people about Jesus. So here we go. Pray for people, be kind to people, and tell other people about Jesus. Now, here's the twist this morning. You know, Jesus told us to come to him like little children. So this morning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to take off your adult hat and sit it over to the side. Everything that I'm going to say this morning, I want you to pretend like you're 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Now, some of you might have to go way back. I understand. But put on your child hat. Everything that I say and everything that I read, I want you to receive it as if you were a child at Vacation Bible School. You feel me? And if you got a little ego in this, set it aside, right? And pretend like you're a child. And every point, every principle, and everything, apply it to yourself. If I say something about school, you can interpret that as work, right? And so forth. So I was building a sermon for this morning around the Vacation Bible School teachings. And I had it almost finished. And I thought, wow, what Kelly did is so much better than what I had. And so what I want to do this morning is something really different. I'm going to literally just read you the Vacation Bible School curriculum. And Kelly wrote 100% of this. The reason is because I believe that it's anointed by God. I believe that it's straight up what we all need to hear. Amen? So I'm going to try not to say stuff in between, because we will be here for an hour. But that's what we're going to do. And now put on your child's hat, because what I'm going to share with you is what all of us need to hear. Me and you. Everybody understand? So take good notes. Here we go. Day one. So when the children come in, see, I'm starting already. I can't help it. When the children come in, this is day one. And Lindsay, does Lindsay have day one? Anita? Okay, and so Anita has day one. So here we go. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited you've come to join us at Vacation Bible School as we search together for treasure. Who is ready for the greatest treasure hunt of all time? Everybody? Say yay. Yay. We aren't just going to learn about looking for treasure. We're also going to find out where to put it. In fact, our main verse for Vacation Bible School is Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. Store up treasures in heaven. Let's say that together. Store up treasures in heaven. Matthew 6, 20. Do you know where the Bible says to put your treasures in heaven? That's where we put them. That verse we just said together is actually a piece of a longer set of verses, Matthew 6, 9 through 20. And I just read those to you. Wouldn't it be terrible to be out for a walk and find a really cool sword, but you know what would happen if you left it out in the rain? It would rust and be ruined. Or to be given a beautiful dress by a real princess, and when you put it in the closet to save and wear it when you're older, moths come in and eat holes in it, and it's destroyed. Or worst of all, you're out with your friends and you find a treasure chest full of gold. You take it home and stash it in your bedroom in the closet, but robbers break in sometime and steal it. Those are hard, bad things that could actually happen. When we make things our treasure, we can always lose them. They can always be ruined. Stuff goes bad. It gets old. We lose it, or we get tired of it. And yes, sometimes bad guys can take it. So what do? What if we really kind of want more? What if we want more, maybe something better? A treasure that is guaranteed to last. Is that possible? That kind of treasure does exist. We just have to look for it. And that's what we will learn this week. The first way we can store up treasures is by praying for people. What? Yes, this is a kind of sneaky commando type treasure hunting. We're gathering up treasure and no one knows we're even doing it. Because prayer is us talking to God. That's not something other people see. Unless we're praying out loud, which is, by the way, is totally cool, and it still counts for treasure points with God. Our Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2:1, pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. This verse gives us three ways we can pray for people. The first way is to ask God to help them. Is your friend sick? Does your sister have a hard test at school? Or your dad is late for work and his car won't start? We can take time to pray for them and ask God to help them. We can even ask Him to help us when we need it. Like when we're scared after a bad dream, or having trouble being angry at your little brother. It's okay to tell him we need help. So another way we can pray is when the verse says to intercede on their behalf. What does that really mean? That's fancy talk for something simple and cool. It means we pray and ask for help for someone, even when they don't know they need help. Even when they don't want help. You see, this is the next level treasure hunting skill. Imagine there's someone at school that is always grouchy and never wants to participate and is always getting in trouble. That's where you come in. You don't have to say a word to this kid. You just start praying for him or her every day. You ask God to change their heart. You ask Him to show you ways to be kind. You pray that He will help that person to be nicer or not get in trouble or maybe make some friends. That is interceding. It's praying for someone when they don't know how to pray for themselves. The third way the verse says to pray is to give thanks. Did you know that just saying thank you can be a prayer? If we do something nice for someone else and they say thank you, it makes us feel good, doesn't it? We know they like what we've done, and the same is true with God. When He answers our prayers, when He blesses us with good things, we should remember to say thank you. One cool way we can keep up with these little things is to track what God is doing is to keep a prayer map, like a treasure map. Write out your prayers and the people you're praying for. Go back and mark it when you get answers, and you'll see the ways God works things out, how things change in your life. You'll get a journal that you can use to make your prayer map. You can decorate it, make it however you want. You can write in it ever how you like. You can make a list of the people you're praying for, or draw a map of the places you're praying for. You could draw a picture of your house and an X marks the spot of your room. You get the idea, as long as it helps you remember to pray. One way I like to pray is by looking at pictures of the people on my phone. When I see them, I pray for them. You could tuck pictures of people inside your journal too. So our assignment for tonight is to be on the hunt for people to pray for, and to prepare our treasure maps and our treasure journals. Day two, and this is Lindsay. Day two is to be kind to people. It says, welcome back, treasure hunters. Let's review our VBS key verses for the week. Matthew 6:20 says, store up treasures in heaven. And remember from yesterday, one of the ways we do this is by praying for people. That was 1 Timothy 2:1. It says, pray for all people. We also talked about keeping a prayer map or a prayer journal. I encourage you guys to do that too. Where we write out our prayers. Did you know that in your Bible, the book of Psalms is mostly made up of David's prayer map? Yep. King David. The same guy from the Bible that killed the giant Goliath. Practice a lot of heavenly treasure hunting. And was a big believer in talking to God too. He also liked to write down his prayers. And sometimes he even write music to go along with his prayers. And turn them into songs. Isn't that cool? We can go to the book of Psalms in the middle of our Bibles and read some now, even though he wrote them thousands of years ago. Isn't that cool? But prayer isn't the only way to store up treasure in heaven. There's another way. You guys ready? And just like yesterday, it's something we can do. It's something that you can do. And people won't even realize it, that we're doing it. Cha-ching. Storing up treasure on the quiet. That's 90s talk. How? How? Here it is. Be kind. Be kind. Our verse for today is Ephesians 4:32. It says, be kind to each other. That's the part we'll memorize together. Let's all say it together. Ready? Be kind to each other. One more time, and this time using your voice like a weathered old pirate out searching for treasure. Ready? Go. Be kind to one another. Oh, y'all didn't do it. I could tell. One more time. Ready? Go. Be kind to each other. That was fun. And I think some of you might make a good pirate someday. But just like yesterday, we only said part of the verse. There's actually more to it. It says, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ Jesus, has forgiven you. So, what do we do? First, be kind. And you know what that means because you're a great bunch of kids. A great group of kids, and you're smart. When we want to be kind, we look for ways to be helpful. We hold open the door for people. We say please and thank you. Cleaning up your room, putting away the dishes without being asked. That sort of thing. We can take it to the next level treasure hunting when we go in stealth mode, scouting out ways to show kindness. When you see another kid in class, think of something. Think of something you could compliment them on. Hey, I really like your hat. That's cool. Look for ways you can lend a hand at home when you know your mom is really busy. Or did you know one way to be kind is just to take some time to spend with people? Grandparents especially love it when you want to just hang out with them and spend time with them. It's an easy way to show them you love them and to be kind to them. If they don't live near, write them a letter, draw them a picture, and put it in the mail. It will make them so happy. Another thing about kindness, the verse says, is tender-hearted. What does this mean? Does this mean our heart is extra squishy? No. It means when something hurts someone else, we care about it too. It's kind of like if your best friend's dog got lost and he or she was really sad, you wouldn't say, so what? Cats are cooler anyway. Of course not. Being tender-hearted means you think of a way that your friend is hurting. Even if you did like cats, you tell them you were sorry. Maybe even give them a hug. Maybe you'd even be extra kind and help them maybe make lost dog posters. You do something kind for them. You get the idea. That's being tender-hearted. Be kind, be tender-hearted. We can do those. But, the last one is harder. It says, forgiving one another. We've gotten hurt or upset because our friend or our sister did something that wasn't fair. It hurt our feelings. God still asks us to forgive. And I'm going to be really honest with you. Sometimes the person won't even seem like they're sorry. We're supposed to forgive them anyway. Forgiving isn't about the other person. It's about you letting go, letting God know that you want to have the right attitude and not hold on to being angry. Everybody with me? Forgiving someone doesn't mean letting them be mean to you and saying, oh, that's okay. No. It is choosing in your heart not to hold on to being angry or look for ways to get them back. Have you ever seen one of those adventure movies where they're exploring an old house and there's a bookcase that moves and reveals a secret room? Or maybe the mirror on the wall switches to something else. Well, kindness has a switcheroony thing that happens too. The Bible says in Mark 9:41, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. We will get rewarded for doing good. In Matthew 25, it says that if we do something kind for someone in His name, trying to please God, that Jesus counts that as doing something for Him. We know Jesus loves us and died for us, and sometimes we think how nice it would be to do something really sweet and cool for Jesus. He says we can when we do it for other people. It's that simple. We can practice our praying and we can say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, show me someone to be kind to as a way to say thank you for loving me. Now, we can't give Jesus a snack or drink of water when he's hot or thirsty. But he says if we do it for other people because we want to show we love him, he knows about it. And he feels like you did that just to him. Think about it. Being kind is all these ways. It's how we store up treasures in heaven. But seriously, what kind of treasure is this? Praying and being kind. It's good stuff. But it's things we can't see. How does doing nice things and praying for people add up to treasures in heaven? Real treasures, actual real treasures. It doesn't seem to make sense. But God promises it does. He's keeping track. And He will have the treasure waiting for us there in heaven. One of the things we know we will get in heaven when we store up treasures there is real crowns that we can wear. And maybe we'll meet the people we prayed for and the people we were kind to. Day 3. day three. Hello, everyone. It'll wake you up. Hello, everyone. How's it going? Are you remembering to what? Store up treasures in heaven. How are you going to do that? Pray for the people. Pray for people. And be kind to each other. Have you been practicing those things? Have you been hunting for ways to be kind? Have you been remembering to pray for people? Who has been using the prayer map? Those are some great things and some cool ways of being kind, and I'm glad you're using your prayer maps and your prayer journals. But I have one more question for you. What is the best present you've ever received? And I'm sure the kids are going to come up with some cool things, right? Great gifts. And when you got that gift, you knew the person who gave it to you really cared about you, right? You were so important to them. You were so important to them that they spent their time and their money, maybe, and to give that gift to you. They loved you and they did something to show that they cared for you. They treasured your friendship. Y'all don't miss this one now. They treasured your friendship or your place in the family. They wanted you to know that you were important. Our final way to store up treasure, our most important direction in the greatest treasure hunt of all time, is just like that. We store up treasures when we show and tell people that they are treasured. And this kind of treasure hunting requires some brave exploration. We just don't do it quietly. It requires us to be bold and say it out loud. Just like instructions for a treasure map may tell you to go to the palm tree on the hill and take 3 paces to the north, our verse also tells us to go. Mark 16:15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." That's our verse for the day. Let's say it together loudly. Go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. Everybody say it again. Go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. Does that mean we have to be preachers like Mr. Dallas? No. We don't have to dress up. We don't have to do it a certain way. We don't have to use fancy words or know all the answers. Y'all hearing this? It just means that we tell other people about what's happened in our lives. We tell them the good news. What is the good news? John 3:16. This is how God loved us. He loved the world, and He gave His only Son, that everyone who believes in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. Listen! Listen up! God sees people as treasures. So He rewards you when you remember them in your prayers, when you're kind to them, and when you tell them about Him. He told us in Matthew 14 that He will teach us how to do that. Jesus calls it fishing for men. Any of you like to go fishing? Telling people about Jesus is sort of like what we talked about the other days. It's looking for people. It's looking for people we can share with, that we can tell about Jesus and how much we love Him and how He's changed our life. We tell them about how we go to church and we like our church. We invite them to come with us and come visit with us at Vacation Bible School. We pray for them to know Jesus in their heart. We show them kindness like He would. And we tell them how much He loves them. That He loves them so much that He went to the cross for them. so they will have their place in heaven. Are you his treasure? Do you know he rewards people who do things for you? When he sees people praying for you or doing nice things for you, he's happy because he loves you so much. More than any treasure chest. More than any treasure chest filled with gold or priceless ruby necklaces or diamonds. God thinks that knowing you and loving you and giving you a home in heaven is worth any of the highest prices. You sitting right there are a treasure. You're a treasure. God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. He wants your life to be a great adventure of getting to know Him and becoming all the wonderful things that He has created you to be. If you don't already have a relationship with Him, if you haven't already asked Jesus to your heart, you can do that right now. You can do it today. If you want to talk to someone about that, you can talk to me after our class or to one of your class helpers or any of the VBS helpers who would love to tell you all about Jesus. I will pray for us now. Dear Lord, thank you for such a fun week at VBS. We love hunting for treasure and learning about you. Help us to be brave explorers and go and tell other people about you. Lord, I pray if one of these precious treasures sitting here don't know you as their Savior, that they would ask you to come into their hearts even today. Thank you that we are your treasure. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you know him today, this morning? There in this song of invitation, if you've never accepted Christ in your life as your personal Savior, I'm going to stand right down here. Adam's going to come over here, and I'm going to be over here. And we'd love for you to come down, and we'd be glad to pray with you and settle it. If you want to join our church this morning, that'd be awesome too. Amen. Amen.